Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where are my headphones at? And he goes, I have no idea. And I'm looking all over the place and I'm checking where they just were, which is plugged into the place that they're supposed to be plugged in, and they're not there.
The outlet, so to speak.
So I look all over. I don't find them. And then I go over to where I hide them at the end of the day, and they're there as if it's 2 o'clock, and at the end of the last segment, I just decided that I was done for the day.
At 11:27, that's the moment that Grant checked out for the day, and you packed up to go home.
How did they get there?
I don't know. Now, it'd be a good prank if that's something that we did. We don't really do that. We don't mess with people's, like, real work stuff.
Did I put them there?
I tell you this. Darren Thami never left their studio.
Right.
I didn't leave this seat. Pete came in.
There's a good chance I put him there.
And it was in your hiding spot.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
It's pretty much you did it. At some point. I don't know why or when.
It doesn't make any sense. That's incredible.
No, it does not.
So, a couple people have been asking about the transition tag and Kirk Cousins. So, wanted to give some info on that real quick. Just tweeted this out if you want it for some reading later on. Kirk Cousins gets transition tagged at the end of this season, let's say. He gets to shop the market and sign a deal with any team in the NFL. Forget the term transition tag. Basically, it's free agency for him at that point. Restricted free agency in the sense that when he signs a deal with another team, that could be Jacksonville, that could be Denver, that could be Arizona, that could be Pittsburgh if Roethlisberger's retiring, whoever it is. So that could be the Jets, that could be the Browns. Maybe it's a team we haven't even heard of yet. Kirk Cousins signs a deal, the Redskins get 5 days to match that deal. Where I think that makes sense for Washington is because it's just finally over one way or the other. Either he moves on and he gets the deal and they can throw their hands up and sell it as it got too expensive. We did our best. We tried. You could do that. Or they could match the deal and now you have a contract moving forward where Cousins is signed long term. Let's say at $28 million a year, $29 million a year, which is about where I think a deal would come in. Although what the Redskins fear is that on the open market, someone would go up to 30 or 31 or 32.
They'd say, I dare you to match this.
Some crazy amount of money, which at that point, you don't have to match it, obviously.
And do you think the Redskins would then have Bruce Allen have a defiant press conference where they tried to turn people against the quarterback? Do you think they'd do that?
Very likely.
Because they've only done it once.
It has happened before. If Cousins does not get a deal he likes, though, let's say all the offers come in and Cousins and his agent, Mike McCartney, are shopping, and the best offer is the Broncos at 27.5 per, which is about what Stafford got, but because the cap's going up $10 million, the equivalent is now 28.5 per to match Stafford's offer. But let's say for some reason they can't get what they want. They want around 29 or whatever it is. They want an X amount of guaranteed dollars they can't get to. Cousins can elect at that point to not sign any offers with any teams and just stay in Washington at the one-year transition tag rate, which I believe is $28.8 million.
He has, again, all the leverage, all the options on the table are his, simply, again, because the Redskins have allowed it to get here. Never forget that part. So the sense that I have here is if that right offer, quote-unquote, that right situation isn't forthcoming, let's say for the sake of argument that Ben Roethlisberger doesn't retire in Pittsburgh and they're not interested, or, you know, Jacksonville fills their void, they don't perceive it as a void, whatever it is, the game of musical chairs doesn't work out for Kirk Cousins. Again, worst case, he gets a $4 million a year pay raise and has the exact same kick the can down the road, all the leverage as someone that's in the prime of his career that could command a huge amount of money at some point from somebody. Just the thing that he loses, the thing that I would be desperate to get if I was a professional athlete, is security. He doesn't have that long-term security. A guy rolls up on your leg, it changes your career forever, et cetera, et cetera. We know that. But he's been willing to risk that each of the last couple seasons, and it's, to this point, obviously worked out for him very, very well. Again, he's got all the Redskins have to come to him. They've got to cross the bridge that they've built. And so far, they've just put up a signal fire and waved in the hopes that Cousins comes back across the bridge.
Right.
He has no incentive to leave his comfortable side of the river.
Here's what I don't get, though, and this is what I've never really been able to grasp is why fans keep thinking something's going to change or be different with the Redskins' perception of the player. They have had, even if you want to say in 2015, well, it was only a handful of games, he's been in their building since 2012. Mm-hmm. They should know more about Kirk Cousins than the rest of us at that point. They weren't able to properly evaluate it then. Then they had the 2016 season, still didn't properly evaluate it. Now I guess you could say, well, 2017 with more on his plate, more injuries and a tougher schedule, and he improved and he got better off schedule and a couple other things, and you know, the interceptions came down again, whatever else you're going to use now as the reasons why he's gotten better, and I agree with Cousins when he told us he's playing his best football. Now they'll pay him. Why would anything be different? I got a guy, Eric, on Twitter here who says he doesn't think that Cousins would even accept the deal that Carr took from Oakland or Stafford took from Detroit. I said, well, I disagree, but just so we're on the same page, Cousins has never been offered anything close to
remotely
what those guys
similar to that.
Were offered by those two teams. He says, you're right, he hasn't been offered a contract like that. I think he will be this offseason, and he'll find an excuse not to sign it, probably due to the team having outs after year three. Well, first of all, getting out of a contract after the third season is a big deal that the Lions aren't trying to do with Matt Stafford, that the Raiders and Derek Carr, who they've loved since day one, aren't trying to do. So Cousins has to protect himself more than those other guys might. He'll try to go game the system one tag at a time. Why would the Redskins suddenly have an epiphany, I guess, is my question. They just leaked to Ian Rappaport, and we'll talk about this at 1 o'clock today, that they haven't been sold yet, that they aren't in any way, don't know yet if they can sign Kirk Cousins.
If he wills the team to the postseason over these last five-plus games.
Yeah, if the last five games are great, we'll consider it. They still haven't changed their opinion. They still are watching all these games, and they're doing the did he win the game, though, thing.
I want to see more.
As you said the other day, Kirk Cousins at the end of this year should just say thanks for your time. It's been a lot of fun. Kick rocks.
If that report is true, and again, everyone loves to tell you that what Ian Rappaport has gotten wrong with the Redskins. I don't care about the specifics of what he's reporting coming true or not. AKA, did Cleveland really offer a deal for Kirk Cousins? You know, that one of those things that he, quote unquote, was incorrect about. Whatever it was, right? Here is what's important, and this is what I always want to maintain. I want to grab onto this like a dog on the mailman. The Redskins, someone with them, gave him that report. They want that out there. The Redskins, whether it's Bruce Allen or whoever the heck it was, spoke to Ian Rappaport with the idea of let's get this word out. That's what's important. What's true and what isn't with the reporting, I think, is secondary. The most important thing is someone from the Redskins thought, yeah, we should probably share this, which is, again, 100% incorrect. It's not what Pittsburgh would do. It's not what New England would do. It's not what any good organization worth its salt would ever do in terms of negotiating in public. What I said on Friday that, you know, tens of people probably heard, and I'll say it again. If this report is accurate, for the sake of argument, they're going to wait to determine. If I'm Kirk Cousins, I would say the following thing. If you haven't made up your mind yet, I have. Kiss my ass. That's what I would say. If you haven't figured it out yet, I figured it out about you. And I can't wait to part company. Goodbye.
I just got a tweet from a guy named Alexa. Who it's funny because normally he sits on my kitchen counter and plays Ed Sheeran for me while I cook dinner. He says,
that's a good thing.
Or maybe this is a girl, I don't know. Alexa. Just cause the cap's going up doesn't mean KC should get more money. He should get what he deserves, what Stafford and Carr got, maybe a tad more. That's not how the market works. Sorry.
Didn't you just contradict yourself in there? Saying he shouldn't get more money, he should get what they just got, but a little more.
Right.
That's kind of how, isn't that what, where's?
Yep.
But if you take the, then you add the new, because then the market and then the change, and then you have to get.
Alexa, tell me a knock-knock joke. That isn't correct what you just said.
I don't understand.
By the way,
now my head hurts.
Alexa, you're wrong. I'm sorry. I'll recalibrate the quarterback market so that I know next time what Kirk Cousins should make. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The double play is next. We'll go blitzing at noon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.